This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Man alive, this is flying by today. That sucks. I don't like it when we're almost to the end of the week. I'm having a good time. I have had to wait all day. I woke up with all kinds of things to say, and it sucked. I've had to wait all daggone day. Do you see this? I'll get to the calls in a second. Sharks are most likely to attack you in these dangerous locations. They're all in the ocean, turns out. No, in all seriousness, it's Florida, Australia, and South Africa, which, I mean, that's fine. No big deal. I don't really have a point to make on that. One interesting thing I did take from it, though, is they keep listing the attacks as unprovoked bites. Are there provoked bites? Are there a bunch of people out there poking sharks in the eyes saying, ha, 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 ha. Isn't every bite an unprovoked bite? That's one. Two, I love this part. 51% of the people bitten were surfers. Every time you watch Shark Week or read one of these articles, you get some shark nerd. What do they call the oceanographer? Is that what they call? Marine biology. Shark nerd's fine. Yeah, shark nerd is fine. Every single time you get a shark nerd who does this, he does this. Oh, they'll do some story about some guy. His wife watched him get bitten in half by some 10,000-pound great white shark. And then in comes the shark nerd. You know, really, guys, most of the time, it's a case of mistaken identity. As if that's supposed to make it better. Oh, shoot. As these teeth are sinking into me and tearing my heart from my flesh, at least I could go to the depths of the ocean knowing this was all an accident. Why did they say that? As if that's some defense. Great. So the 10,000-pound eating machine is also so stupid it can't tell a surfer from a seal. Well, that's a relief. Oh, thank goodness. Well, that's a relief. I have no idea why I went off on that. 877-377-4373. Seth in St. Louis. Go, boss.
You gotta stop dodging me and stop the nonsense. What car did you buy in your midlife crisis? Come on now. It's time to tell us.
Seth, I wasn't dodging you. I was getting to you. Honestly, Seth, I'm going to tell you. All right. For those who are just now listening to the show, to explain this process, it was a year ago, I went out and I bought a nice car. I'd never had a nice car. I bought a midlife crisis car. I was all kinds of excited about signing with Premier and it looked like the career was going to work. And so I bought a midlife crisis car. Seth has been calling in for a solid year wanting to know exactly what the car is. He's been dying to know exactly what the car is. All right. Maybe one day, Seth. Jonathan in Tennessee, go.
Yes, sir. I think that Gavin Newsom and Paul Pelosi both need nicknames, and I think we ought to have a listener contest. And next Friday on Ask Dr. Jesse, you pick the winner.
I don't hate that. Speaking of Paul Pelosi, I don't hate that. Okay, we may set that up next week. Remind me of that next week, Chris. And I still have to address the China-Taiwan thing that I've ignored. But I'm going to get to it in a second. The Paul Pelosi thing. Paul Pelosi is worth, I don't know, how many millions? Tens of millions of dollars. I think they're worth over $100 million. If I remember right, I think it's something like $150 million. Whatever it is, it's a lot more than you and me, okay? It's a lot. Paul Pelosi is worth a lot. Headline is, Paul Pelosi could have taken a rideshare app home for $60. His DUI charge has already cost him over $5,000. Look, I'm no saint. Look, I know you know this. I'm no saint. I'm really not. I've done a lot of very stupid, very dangerous things in my life. when you, in this day and age, when you have all these Uber, Lyft, all these 120 million Chris cities worth, when you have Uber, Lyft, all these things out there, how are you still driving drunk? I'll never get it. And when you're super, super rich, why don't you just get a driver? I had to take a fancy trip. It was to New York. I had to take a fancy trip to New York. I think this is a year ago, last time I was in New York. I had to take a fancy trip up to New York. They just hired a driver. I said, no, I'll get a cab. And I get there. They're like, no, we'll send a driver. And you show up and there he is. And it's just like in the movies, by the way, where they hold your name up. Kelly, I think it was Mr. Kelly, too. Man, I should have had him put Oracle on there. Next time, Chris. Anyway, it's Mr. Kelly. And you go down, and he even tries to grab your luggage and carry it for you. I that was too much for me. I carried my own luggage. I know, Chris, it was weird. But you're worth $120 million. Why are you ever driving yourself anywhere? Let alone hammered, if you've had too much to drink, leave your BMW wherever it is and call your driver. Hey, Rupert, come pick me up. I'll never understand it. The Pelosi name contest is not a bad call. And I'll get to these calls in a second. I do need to address this Taiwan-China thing. Johnny wants to know why we don't protect Taiwan now. Well, this is the problem. This is the problem we face now. We are probably in a situation where we cannot launch an effective attack against China in their part of the world. Now, that's bad news. The bad news for them is they can't really launch an effective attack against us in our part of the world either. But we are no longer so separated militarily from China that we can just send a carrier group over there and China will back off and say, sorry, look, you want a saber rattle? You want to visit Taiwan? That's fine. I don't really feel one way or the other about it. You better understand China is going to take that as a gigantic middle finger. And we're dealing with an economy that's roughly the size of ours, a nuclear power. They're putting attack subs in the water faster than you can possibly imagine. They're dropping aircraft carriers into the water. The days of us going over and slapping around Iraq are gone. We are dealing with big boy powers here. We are dealing with a near peer. And it is going to be a very, very difficult thing for all Americans, myself included. I'm really going to struggle with this in the coming years. It's going to be a very, very difficult thing to accept that other countries around the world aren't intimidated if we send the USNS Harvey Milk over there. Our Navy's naming warships after gay activists in San Francisco. What do you think China thinks when they see that? We can't even put out a fire in a major vessel when it's parked at port. We lost the ship. Billions of dollars gone. What do you think China thinks when they see the Navy running submarines into underwater mountains? What do you think they think? I've been warning over and over and over again about the rot in our military. What do you think the end result is? The end result is a military that doesn't intimidate people. You think we could just send some ships over there and China's going to back off? I got news for you. It's not 1985 anymore. It's the year 2022. What do you think China did when they watched the entire U.S. military stand down to examine our racism? What do you think China did? They laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed. And look, this is hard for you to take. It's hard for me to take. It's hard for me to say. But it's still true. It's very, very true. Isaiah in Virginia, go.
Oh, well, thanks for taking my call. So you speak, at least from what I can hear, quite a bit on the political end sometimes. Given the direction that we're headed, which is quite quickly to be quite frank with you, do you think it's going to be quite as large of a Republican wave come November 2022 as people are thinking it's going to be based on the dropping and continuing to plummet approval ratings from Biden and his administration? Or do you think
it's going to be the worst bloodbath we've probably seen electorally in our lifetime? That's what I think. I think it's going to be worse than when Obama lost all those seats after he passed Obamacare. It's going to be worse than all the seats Trump lost after the 2-year bogus Russian collusion investigation. It's going to be worse than anything you can imagine. And I'll tell you how I know. That's how I think. This is how I think, all right? I think it's this way because the Democrat primaries, which you didn't follow and I didn't follow, which just happened, they ran the progressives out. I think a lot of Democrats are now scared to death at how insane their party's gotten, and it's going to be very, very, very bad. I'm going to keep going with these. I'm enjoying these. I never do phone calls. These are fun. I'm going to do these still not very often, but I'm doing them tonight. All right? I have this email. Jesse, when you're touting chalk, you cite Brian Stelter's voice as an example of anti-masculinity that the company seeks to combat. But after Wednesday's long segment featuring Bill Gates, I think he deserves the dubious honor of the least masculine voice. I'm going to push back on you on that. I mean, there's no question Bill Gates is, but setting Brian Stelter aside, I think the chalk salesman of the year, remember chalk, 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days with natural herbal supplements. That's what chalk gives you. I think Merrick Garland has to be on the list for salesman of the year. No, fellas, you want to sound like this?
Earlier today, I spoke with the family of Breonna Taylor. This morning, they were informed.
I can feel my T levels dropping the more he talks.
The Justice Department has charged.
Oh my gosh, someone get me some chalk. They're going down.
Four current and former.
CHOQ.com. Male Vitality Stack. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off the entire store. There's a female Vitality Stack too, ladies. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm going to get to these calls here in a second. 877-377-4373. I want to play something for you, though. First, I want to play you this WEF lady. Winnie is her name, and I don't know how to say her last name. Winnie, blah, 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 blah. Something like that. It's something along those lines. I don't habla every language the way I do Spanish, Chris. All right. Anyway, I want you to listen to this because we're going to have a frank talk about these communists and what we're facing.
But I'm feeling that there's something wrong here. Look at our panel. Don't you think something is missing? I mean, we are black and brown people here. The people with the privilege who practice the racism are not here. Something is wrong. So, yes, in the global space, there is racism, and we must tackle it. It's been with us for 500 years. It was an idea, an ideology created to justify an economy of slavery. And it has stayed. Slavery ended, colonialism ended, but the idea, the ideology has remained. And we have to remove it, fight it, take it out of institutions, out of our minds. Racism is not only when black people or brown people cannot breathe because of police violence. Racism is when black people take their last breath because of policy violence. Policy violence. When they are denied life-saving, pandemic-ending medicines because they live in majority black countries or brown countries.
Okay. Chris, do you have that little sound bite of that turbo freak? You just I'm going somewhere with this. Hang on, listen.
I don't really believe that you could be a non-binary. Something about it doesn't make sense to me. How are you going to be a non-binary, but it's people who invented the gender binary, it's people who uphold the gender binary, it's people who spread the gender binary around the world to justify the oppression of black and brown people globally. It's something about that just doesn't make sense. Like, how are people going to opt out of the gender binary? Meanwhile, we're seeing cis black women being pushed out of, you know, sporting events and stuff like that because their testosterone is too high. But we get to have people who the gender binary has done nothing but serve tell us that they want to opt out, and they're not dismantling the gender binary. It don't make sense.
Okay, speaking of not oblying, if you don't have any idea what that human being was saying, I want you to know you're not alone. I don't have any idea what all these words they continue to use mean. It's a cis non-binary definition. What that person was basically saying is white people suck and white people shouldn't talk about the trans. That's what that person was saying. So what should you make of all that gobbledygook before I get back to the phones here? All you need to take from it is this, what I've told you time and time and time and time and time again. Never be fooled by the various activist groups on the left into thinking they actually care at all about the issue they bring up. They don't. It's all about communism. That's why all of a sudden the trans weirdness, somehow those words merged with the civil rights, Black Lives Matter, anti-white people stuff. How did those two things happen? Because they were always the same thing anyway. They just rebranded it. Remember, they're trying to appeal to as many miserable malcontents as they possibly can. That's why you're only dealing with communism, cultural Marxism. The goal is the destruction of Western society. That is the goal. They're all just different brands. They're all selling communism. They're all selling death and destruction. They're all on the same team. It's just different brands. The same reason McDonald's sells a fillet of fish and a quarter pounder. Because you never know what someone might be in the mood for. You want to bring them all inside the door. It's all just communism. All right? Jerry in New Brunswick, go.
Yes, Jesse, you're going to have to get me a barf bag after those two clips.
Jerry.
I just wanted to ask you, why is it that conservatives do such a miserable job handling these people that come on and constantly say we have a climate crisis, we have a climate emergency? They come on and they lie over and over, and we don't confront them. They keep telling us that weather is more extreme. That's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
The planet's been around for 4.5 billion years. Humans have been around about 200,000 years, and they're saying that humans are responsible for climate change. CO2 levels have been dropping for the last 300,000 years. I mean, they come in, they lie, and all they have are climate computer models. This is the equivalent of the Ouija board or the magic eight ball.
He's 100% right. Jerry is 100% right. I've told you this before. Do you want to know how strong your Republican congressman or senator is? Go look at their ads. Or go look at their hearings and see if you ever hear your Republican talk about reducing carbon. Well, we do need to reduce carbon. We need clean energy. Why do we have to reduce carbon? What's wrong with carbon? I'm breathing out carbon. Everyone here seems to be doing fine. You know greenhouses? Have you ever been into a greenhouse? If you've been in a greenhouse before, maybe you noticed a gigantic machine hanging from the ceiling or on the wall somewhere. You know what that machine produces on purpose? Carbon! It's what the plants eat. Your plant breathes in carbon. Carbon is life. It is part of the earth. And yet Republicans are so pathetic and spineless. He's 100% right. They'll get in these arguments with these climate change death cult nutters. And they'll be, well, I do agree that we do. There are smarter ways to reduce carbon, guys. I think we need to reduce carbon, but let's be smarter. I love carbon. Carbon's wonderful. I think I'm the only person in the planet. I want more smokestacks. I want coal plant after coal plant after coal plant. And yes, put nuclear plants out there. Great. But whatever. I love it. For sure. Whatever. Get it all. But we are so lame. We play the Democrat game on the Democrat field with the Democrat referees enforcing the Democrat rules. And every time we come out with a loss and they say, hey, we fought for you guys. Elect us. We'll do it again. Barf. All right. I'll talk a little heavy D. And I'll take some more of these. You've been good. 877-377-4373.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm here. I'm pretty sure Chris and Michael stole my pen again. Oh, wait a minute. I found it under the soundboard. I just unfairly accused them once again of stealing it. Sorry about that, guys. I'll get back to the phones in a second. Look, I have to play this for you again. This is just, man alive, we have gigantic problems at the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
In Michigan, that case ended up an absolute debacle where the four people who went to trial, two of them were acquitted, two received mistrials. None of them were convicted on even a single charge, and the basis of the defense was entrapment, that the FBI, that paid enforcements for the FBI, had suggested and had incited the conduct. Let me ask you, how many FBI agents were disciplined or reprimanded after that disastrous case and the misconduct that led to every defendant being acquitted or having a mistrial on every charge?
Senator, I can't comment on any personnel matter. I can tell you that that case, as I understand it, is now pending a retrial, as I understand it.
Well, the special agent in charge of that case has now been sent to D.C., to the Washington, D.C. office, and now leads the investigation regarding January.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation planned, funded, and organized a fake kidnapping and assassination of a governor in this country, wrapped up a few idiots in it. All the rest of them were either FBI agents or FBI informants, so much so that all the cases are getting tossed, like it's that bad. And the Federal Bureau of Investigation took the guy who did that massive setup, and they released the story right before the election, if you remember right, and they gave him a promotion. Why, again, we can't ever speak plain truths. Why do we feel like we have to dance around this issue? The Federal Bureau of Investigation is now a Democrat enforcement arm aimed at Republicans. It can't exist anymore, or at least not in its current form. I had Congressman Dan Bishop on my TV show. Remember, I have a TV show every night on the First TV, 9 p.m. Eastern. I have a good show tonight, by the way. I asked him about it, and he's the one elected official who actually gave me what I considered to be a legitimate answer. He said the FBI should have no central location in Washington, D.C. at all, where all this corruption comes from. He said it should be broken up across the country and assigned to various U.S. attorney offices. There should be no big central Washington, D.C. FBI hub, because that's where so much of the swamp is, and that's where it comes from. And I liked that. I liked that. But again, back to what I've been saying. Get to a red area. Get there quickly. Get there so you can have guys like this with some level of state power looking out for you.
They would shame people for even leaving their house in April, May 2020, and you can't do it. And so, you know, some people wanted to bury loved ones. They wanted to do this. And the argument people were making is, well, wait a minute. I can look at the risk of COVID, and it's something that I'm willing to accept because these things mean more to me, to be able to bury a loved one or to be able to do things with my family. And the public health establishment, oh, no, you can't make that kind of cost-benefit analysis. Then, when the George Floyd riots were happening, they actually wrote a letter with thousands of these people signing it saying, we do not believe that rioting and protesting is bad for COVID, that you can do it. Go ahead. Because we
remember when they had the one-way aisles in the grocery store in response to COVID? Gosh, that whole thing was so daggone embarrassing. All right, I promised. 877-377-4373. Robert in New York. Go, boss.
Good evening, Jesse. First-time caller. I try to listen to your show as much as possible, and I agree with everything I've heard so far, unlike other hosts. Now, I listened to the show tonight about moving.
Mm-hmm.
I've been considering New Hampshire, Virginia, and North Carolina. So the question is, what do you think is a good place to move to?
North Carolina. No, well, let me clarify. I have lived in Virginia. I actually love Virginia. I have maintained that Virginia, whether it's a big quality of life thing, it's an underrated quality of life thing. It just is. Weather has more to do with your quality of life than you give it credit for. Even in this era of AC and heat and everything, it just does. Virginia has the best seasons in the United States of America. A good hot summer, a perfect spring, beautiful fall with the leaves changing, nice cold winter, you get some snow. Chris, you're such a baby when it comes to snow. Buy a winter coat for Pete's sake. Anyway, I love Virginia. The problem with Virginia is the Washington, D.C. sprawl. It sprawled from Washington, D.C. into Northern Virginia, and now it's all communist in Northern Virginia. As soon as you leave Northern Virginia, it's blood red. I mean, Virginia is blood red once you get out of Northern Virginia. Wonderful. I mean, wonderful freaking people. Our boy Cam Edwards is there. There's so many great people there. You can't trust it. North Carolina? I'm going to get so much hate mail. Every time I say this, everyone hates me. Raleigh, everyone's going to be sending me emails. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com if you want to send me hate mail. But remember, send me your Ask Dr. Jesse question with it. Tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. North Carolina is such a stupid, underrated state. It's absurdly cool. I love North Carolina. As much as this pains me to say it, the barbecue actually is very, very, very good. Your Lieutenant Governor Robinson, Mark Robinson, I believe that man is going to be a potential superstar. Everyone talks about Heavy D in Florida, and rightfully so. He's earned that. Not enough people talk about Mark Robinson, North Carolina. That guy is awesome. Great people there. Great beaches. Went to a beach there in North Carolina once. It's great. Great climate. Pretty good climate in North Carolina. I love North Carolina. Charlotte's airport, best airport in the United States of America. Yes, it is, Chris. How would you know? You have these crappy Houston airports we have down here. You know what? I just got mad at you and I overspoke. I didn't mean crappy airports. That was out of line. We do have some good Cajun food in our airports, and that's underrated. That's underrated. All right. Glenn in Mobile. Go, boss.
What, Chris? Oh, Jesse. That's you. Okay. Hey, I got my first Jesse Burger the other night, and I couldn't believe it. I've had the recipe written on my workbench for maybe 2 months or something. I called you one time on your midnight snack. Oh, by the way, it was wonderful. It was wonderful.
Oh,
I called you about midnight snacks not long ago. You want me to slow down, I bet. And
no.
I was telling you about lemon curd. And, you know, any delivery system for lemon curd is great, but I got to send you, email you my wife's recipe for lemon curd. It's Meyer's lemons, these lemons that are made crossing oranges and lemons. And it's the best stuff you ever had. But the Jesse Burger was just as good. I can't believe it.
Glenn, I can't believe you doubted me and that I had the greatest burgers ever. Two, Glenn, please send me your wife's friggin' recipe. That sounds amazing. I'll read it on the air. You know I'm not above that. Dave, Oregon, go, boss. Always in Happy Valley, Happy Valley School. Dave, go ahead.
I wanted to tell you about what my dad did to make sure that his children thought for themselves. He used the method of debate. Every time we would come home from school, he would ask us what we learned. And if what the teacher said was not self-evidently true, he would take the opposite position and challenge us to defend what the teacher had taught.
I love that. I love that. I do the same thing with my sons. They'll take something of, you know, climate change is real. Really? Who said? My kid pulled it out the other day. No, my kids aren't communists. They're anti-communists. But he said, oh, the green, it's going green. I said, going green? What's that mean? It's better for the earth. Better for the earth how? Just get them thinking. All right, I'll finish up with these, and then headlines I didn't get to, and then it's Ask Dr. Jesse time, baby. Hang on.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and this is the final segment until the weekend starts. I know it's Thursday, but tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Are we going to have fun? Yes, we are. Email your questions in now to Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. The entire show will be your questions. Yes, I did see. I guess I should do the breaking news thing again for it.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
I did see that the WNBA star, Brittany Griner, got arrested, got convicted. Today got sentenced to 9 years in a Russian prison. Now, normally, I would care. Honestly, normally I would care, and I know I should be. The nice thing would be to care, but I'm actually happy for her because I remember when the Black Lives Matter street animals took over every single part of this society. Brittany Griner was very vocal about the fact she doesn't want the national anthem played at any of the games for the rest of the season. So here is the good news: she doesn't have to hear the national anthem again for 9 years. How about that? See, it worked out for everybody. We get to continue not watching women's basketball. She doesn't have to hear the national anthem. It's a win. It's a win all around. I've got a smile on my face over here, Chris. I don't know what your problem is. Dustin in Denver, go.
Yeah, I live next to a communist, and they're kind of crazy. The worst thing that you can do with these people is to feed into their hate. They try to get a response out of us. They try to make us do things that are illogical, and that's kind of why the September 6th people got thrown in jail, is because they wanted this response, and we didn't give it to them. Granted, they did what they did was not right, and they threw them in jail, but that's what they want. They want us to do something more extreme, and we cannot give it to them.
Well, remember, the Reichstag fire thing was a big deal. And now we have our own version of that with the January 6th thing. But remember what happened with Hitler and the Reichstag fire. Hitler had communists who he despised. He was trying to run them out. He was trying to get them out. Couldn't figure out a way to get them out. He really wanted them completely out of Germany. So he considered all communists to be Jews and Jews communists. Second thing, it all went back to his Jew hatred. What did he do? Set fire to Congress and blamed it on the communists. They love one gigantic frame job. Why? Because the idea was to use the forces of government against his political opponents. It's the exact same thing they're doing here with the Federal Bureau of Investigation. One final one real quick for headlines. Mike in Colorado, go.
Hey, so I own a business in Colorado. It's been my heart and soul for the last 8 years of my life. And for the last 6 months, for God knows how long, you've been telling us to move. I've been saying to the radio to you, Jesse, I can't. I'm a business owner. You have no idea. I can't break away. Well, I made the hard decision, and I broke away from my business with my business partners, and I'm moving to Arizona. And it's the hardest decision I ever had to make. But I know it's the right decision.
I credit you for it, my brother. It is the right decision. I have never, in all the time I've been telling people to move, what, for 2 years now? I have never once had an email or run into someone in public with someone who said, Jesse, I moved, and man, it was the worst thing ever. I can't tell you how many people email into this show or I run into out in public said, man, I did it. Thank you. I did it. My life's so much better. I've moved all over. I know moving is a pain. I know it's expensive. I know it's intimidating if you haven't done it a lot. I'm not dismissing any of those things. I know you have job concerns, family concerns, school concerns. I'm not dismissing it all. Believe me, I've been through it. I know. It's worth it. It's worth it. You step out of your blue hellhole and move into a place that shares your values. Every part of your life improves. It's not just that you have state power that'll be there to protect you. Every part of your life improves, all right? Plus, when you get where you're going, even if it's someplace hot like Arizona, you won't have to worry about it because you'll still be busy sleeping in your Percal sheets from MyPillow. MyPillow's summer sheets, the Percal sheets, and I know I'm saying the word wrong. I went to community college, okay? I don't know how to say it. P-E-R-C-A-L-E. All I know is I can finally sleep at night without waking up in a puddle of sweat. I have this sweat that forms in the middle of my incredible pecs. It's terrible. What, Chris? Go buy some Percal sheets. You'll love them. You really will. And The sale is very limited because they just don't have the supply. Queen size sets normally $89.98. Right now it's $39.98. So when I say it's a screaming deal, it is. Go get yourself a couple pair per cow sheets. MyPillow.com, radio listener specials, promo code Jesse. All right? Or if you're driving, that's fine. Call 800-845-0544.
And now,
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
You know, freedom is not free.
Sorry, I just had to. Biden administration spending up to $300,000 in taxpayer money to boost LGBT social acceptance in Botswana. That is the thing. We completely fund our own destruction. We really do. That's what drives you crazy. China fires precision missile strikes in Taiwan Strait the day after Nancy Pelosi concludes controversial visit. Once again, let's keep in mind, we're not beating up on a bunch of Afghanis anymore or Iraqis when it comes to China. I'm down for tough stances on China. We should take tough stances on China, but make sure you do understand the stakes of the game we're playing here, which brings me to this. With an eye on Russia, the U.S. Senate backs Finland and Sweden joining NATO. That's good. We should definitely keep expanding NATO and make sure we provoke the country with the most nuclear weapons. That's very, very smart. Instead of finally getting out of this whole situation, that's working out well for everybody. WHO appoints veteran UK Communist Party member to the advisory board. Remember when the WHO screwed everything up and then we found out they worked for China and they basically facilitated coronavirus and then everyone kept moving on as if none of that really happened? Initial jobless claims hit 8-month highs. Continuing claims jump ahead of payrolls print. I am trying to explain to you before. I'm going to explain it again. We didn't hit some little slump there in the economy. We're getting ready to come out. Man, that sucked. We are in the very beginning stages of a very, very deep recession. I believe it will be depression level. I do. All the factors are at play there. The housing market, inflation, the debt, there are just so many things attacking the system right now. It's very difficult. Velveeta martinis are a thing that exists for some unknown reason. I know why they exist, because Velveeta is freaking awesome. The vibes in the economy are weird, really weird. Vibes. My son did this the other day when I was yelling at him. I was half yelling at him, and he started doing this weird dance. And I said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "I'm vibing." I said, "What in the world is vibing?" He said, "It's what I'm doing right now." I said, that's not an explanation. Why are you vibing? What is with young people and vibing? I feel like I'm 90 years old. Stop vibing. Chris, I'm not throwing off the vibe. I don't understand what the vibe means. Tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Email him in now, all right? That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.